That is Genesis and In Too Deep and 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach East here with the best mix in the morning show and your coffee talk for Friday. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is No Pants Day, which is probably something that happens a lot for people on Zoom calls at home. And Cosmopolitan Day as well. It's a day that celebrates the classic cocktail of vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, and freshly squeezed lime juice served in a martini glass. Sunday is Mother's Day, and if you still don't know what to get mom, here's an easy one that she'll definitely appreciate. Check something off her to-do list for her. Or a few somethings. Let mom take a nap or get a pedicure, whatever she wants to do, while you take care of that errand or chore for her. And while you're picking up a card, gift, and flowers for Mother's Day, you may want to take a moment to reach out to those who may be struggling on this holiday. Whether it's a single dad who plays the role of both parents, someone whose mother has passed away, or a hopeful mom-to-be who's experienced miscarriage or infertility, there's a sentiment for that. The Skim has found several greeting cards that offer either heartfelt or tongue-in-cheek messages. Included among them are cards that remind the receiver that they aren't alone, that wish a happy Mother's Day to Dad, and for your thicker-skinned friend, a card that apologizes for their uterus being a jerk. How often are you showering these days? COVID changed a lot of things, including how often we shower, apparently. Before the pandemic, Robin Harper, who works at a preschool on Martha's Vineyard, showered every day. But when coronavirus kept her inside and away from others, she started showering once a week. And even though she is back at work, she's not back to her regular showering schedule. She says, "Don't get me wrong. I like showers, but it's one thing off my plate. I'm a mom, I work full time, and it's one less thing I now have to do." She's not alone, by the way. Heather Whaley, a writer in Reading, Connecticut, told the New York Times that she started showering less when she went into lockdown. "Do I need to? Do I want to?" she said. "The act of taking a shower became less of a matter of function and more of a matter of doing something for myself that I enjoyed." And according to a new study out of Germany, being touched by a humanoid robot makes people happier. Researchers found that touching is so important and powerful that people aren't terribly picky about who's doing it. Stress, depression, and anxiety can be reduced with simple physical interactions with machines. And looking forward, there might be a way to create robots that fulfill the roles of therapists, personal trainers, and even life coaches. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.